From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with the leading Republican candidate in the California governor's recall race, whose name is not Arnold. First, with the election barely a month away, five of the six top challengers to Governor Gray Davis yesterday participated in the first public debate, but without a special someone. The actor-turned-Republican contender Arnold Schwarzenegger instead chose to attend a rally at Cal State University Long Beach, where he was pelted by a heckler's egg and barely fazed.
Well, this guy owes me bacon now. I mean, there's no two ways about it, because, I mean, you can't just have eggs without bacon. But this is just all part of, you know, the free speech. I think it's great.
400 miles north of Long Beach, in the Bay Area community of Walnut Creek, at the site of the candidate debate, things were more serene. Present were California Governor Gray Davis, not in the debate, but there for a pre-debate question and answer session, and Democratic Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, Republican candidate and former baseball commissioner Peter Uberoth, Independent candidate Arianna Huffington, Green Party candidate Peter Camejo, and Republican Senator Tom McClintock, who we'll hear from later in the program. Joining me now to review the performance is San Francisco Chronicle political writer Carla Marinucci. Carla, hello.
Hello, Alex. Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And let's just start with Governor Gray Davis, if we can. This was a response to a question that he got from a voter on how he might be different if the recall fails, if voters choose to keep him.
Believe me, this has been an awakening for me. I know people are upset. And it's not fun hearing it day in and day out. I mean, just imagine if you go through your whole day and you turn on the news and everyone's battering you and calling you all kinds of names. So I'm not going to retreat from the promises I've made, which is I'm going to stay connected with you.
California Governor Gray Davis. Carla, how do you think he did?
Well, Governor Davis, Alex, in the last week has been doing something that he hasn't been doing all along, which is actually talking to voters. If he had done this kind of performance, as we saw last night, he may not be in the situation he is in now. He was apologetic last night. He was humble. He was a little defiant on some issues. But he has had some very frank discussions with voters and did so last night. Took a lot of criticism from them saying, you know, what's the problem with you? Why have you been so in tune with special interests and not with the voters themselves? And Davis is now saying, I understand that you're angry. I understand that I've made mistakes. And I'm going to try and correct the problem. The problem for his is it may be too late.
Looking at the other candidates last night at the forum, did someone jump out at you as having done particularly well or particularly poorly?
I think of those who were there at the forum last night, I think State Senator Tom McClintock was probably the winner. You know, he's under tremendous pressure from Republicans to get out of this race and to let Arnold Schwarzenegger just have a clear shot at this. And last night he showed himself to be a grown-up, intelligent, on top of the issues. He's not with a lot of the voters on some of the social issues, abortion, environment, gun control here in California. But nevertheless, he did distinguish himself, and it may make it tougher for Republicans to try and shoo him out of this race based on his performance last night. He was quite strong.
What did you think of Cruz Bustamante, the lieutenant governor, the Democrat, who says vote no on recall, but vote yes for me? He got some attention about his support from special interests, which in this case means Indian casinos.
Yeah, Cruz Bustamante needs to be introduced to a lot of voters, and in the last couple of weeks he's been doing a pretty good job of that. The special interest claim, though, has been dogging him, and he gave the explanation saying, look, I'm not a rich guy like a lot of these other candidates. I have to level the playing field, and I've been there for these Native Americans when they were, you know, living in poverty and reservations, and now they've come up through business interests, and they're with me still. I don't know if that explanation is going to play with the voters, particularly since some of the major contributions he's getting are through a campaign finance loophole. But what he needed to do was establish himself and his views on a lot of major issues. He did that last night, from abortion to tax increases to driver's licenses for illegal aliens. Whether some of the voters are going to agree with him or not, at least they know his views, and I think he needed to establish himself as a credible alternative to Davis if they vote yes on the recall.
Let me ask about the man who wasn't there, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Can you guess whether it was a smart move for him to avoid this debate, or would it have been better to be there? Just guessing how voters might react to what they saw.
I think it was a mistake for him not to show up. It hasn't helped that the debate that he has agreed to will provide questions in advance to the participants.
Yeah.
So Arnold has to show himself to be in command of the issues, and so far he hasn't pumped up the voters or the political journalists here in California on that account.
Carla Marinucci, political writer for the San Francisco Chronicle, thanks for being with us. And one more thing, we're about to talk to Tom McClintock. What should be the first question?
Will he consider getting out of the race? This is the crucial thing. He's under pressure. I think he's sticking till the end, and I'd like to hear him say that.
Thanks, Carla.
Okay, thank you.